This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs National Planning Commission and Policy Research Institute to make their service delivery effective. Government forms three-member recommendation committee to appoint chairperson of Security Board. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of heat wave risk in Tharai for next few days. Public urged to stay alert. And U.S. President extends Iran ceasefire until talks conclude. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has directed National Planning Commission and Policy Research Institute to make their service delivery effective. During a discussion held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers with officials and staff of the Commission, Prime Minister Shah stated that only a well-organized system of planning and policy research can facilitate smooth service delivery by the government. Referring to the Policy Research Institute, he said the government will fully embrace the academic work of experts. Prime Minister Shah instructed both institutions to work without excuses and deliver results without hesitation. During the discussion, officials of the Commission briefed the Prime Minister on progress, challenges and budget status in their respective areas. The government has formed a three-member recommendation committee for the appointment of the chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal Sebon. According to Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, the cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to form the committee under the coordination of Dr. Gunakar Bhatta, the vice chairperson of the National Planning Commission, while the members will include Finance Secretary Ghanashyam Upadhyaya and Bhuvan Kumar Dahal. The meeting also decided to appoint Diliram Acharya as the chairperson of the Problematic Cooperative Management Committee with Navaraj Singh Khada and Roshan Bahadur Sakya. The cabinet has approved the bill to amend the Nepal Special Service Act 2042 for submission to the Federal Parliament. Similarly, it has also approved the bill to amend the House of Representatives Election Act 2073 for submission to the Federal Parliament. The cabinet meeting has also approved the bill to amend the Voter List Act 2073 for the submission to the Federal Parliament. There remains continued risk of heat wave for few more days with the increasing temperature in different parts of the country. Sharing that there is possibility of heat wave in some districts of Tarai region till Thursday tomorrow, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged all concerned to adopt high caution. The temperature in Tarai area of Lumbini province and Sudar Paschim province had reached above 40 degrees Celsius yesterday afternoon. The temperature in Dhangadi and Nepalganj was recorded at 43 degrees Celsius, while Kathmandu stood at 33 degrees Celsius. Meteorologist at the department Binu Maharjan shared that there is still possibility of heat wave in the eastern part till Saturday and few more days in western part of the country. The department has warned that heat waves and high temperatures can cause headaches, dizziness, fainting and dehydration. Children, the elderly and those with chronic illnesses are urged to take precautions. The Supreme Court has dismissed a writ petition seeking the suspension of Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson and member of parliament Ravi Lamichhane from his parliamentary position. According to court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala, the court administration refused to register the petition filed by a group of lawyers. The petition had argued that Lamichhane should be automatically suspended as a money laundering case against him is sub judice. The court, however, did not proceed with registration of the writ. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Susmit Pokhrel has urged youth to focus on entrepreneurship rather than seeking jobs. Addressing the 14th convocation ceremony of Purbanchal University yesterday, he said proper use of knowledge, skills and wisdom can help build a strong and prosperous Nepal. He appreciated the university's contribution in producing skilled human resources over the past three decades and said the government is working to make education more practical, research-oriented and quality-focused. A total of 6,706 students graduated from various faculties at the ceremony. The Regulations Drafting Committee 2083 of the House of Representatives has submitted its report along with the draft rules of procedure to Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal yesterday. The proposed rules include provisions related to house sessions, meetings, member attendance, seating arrangements, voting procedures, agenda management, question time, motions and parliamentary committees. The draft also sets a 30-day deadline for the government to respond to directives from Parliament and its committees. While accepting the report, Speaker Aryal said the new rules will help make parliamentary work and committee activities more effective. The Amnesty International has released its annual report on the state of global human rights for 2025-26, warning of growing threats worldwide. The report says attacks on multilateralism, international law and civil society are increasing, pushing the world towards a risky new phase. Secretary General Agnes Callamard said global leaders have been too passive in responding to these challenges. The report documents serious violations, including war crimes and crimes against humanity in 144 countries in 2025, noting a rise in such incidents. Director of Amnesty International Nepal Nirajan Thapalia said the findings show the global human rights situation remains concerning. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Samir Paul Kapoor paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal yesterday. According to the information shared by the Foreign Ministry, the two leaders discussed various issues including strengthening of Nepal-US bilateral relations, including expansion of cooperation on trade and investment, was also featured in the meeting. Meanwhile, American leader Kapoor also held a discussion with business leaders of Nepal on information technology yesterday itself. The possibility of opportunities relating to U.S. entrepreneurship, Nepal's IT sector was also dwelt during the discussion. Earlier yesterday, he also held talks with Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Rabi Lamichhane. World Earth Day is being observed worldwide today with the theme Our Power, Our Planet to emphasize community-driven climate action and individual agency in protecting the environment. With various events occurring throughout Earth Week from April 18 to 22 today, the day aims to accelerate the transition to a sustainable net zero future while tackling rising global temperatures. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the ceasefire with Iran will be extended until ongoing negotiations between the two countries make further progress. The BBC quoted the U.S. president as saying that the blockade on Iranian ports will continue until Tehran presents what he called a unified proposal. The current ceasefire was earlier set to expire this week with uncertainty over the status of talks between Washington and Tehran. Meanwhile, the White House has said U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who was expected to travel to Islamabad for talks, will now remain in Washington. Iran has also not confirmed whether it will send a delegation for the proposed talks, according to its foreign ministry spokesperson. The developments come as efforts continue to maintain the ceasefire and advance diplomatic negotiations between the two sides. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces will see partly cloudy conditions today, whereas the rest of the country will remain mostly fair. There is a chance of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi province and at some places in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Meanwhile, hot conditions are likely in the Terai as well as in the valleys and basin areas of Madhes province and the Terai of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces as well. Heat wave conditions are also possible in some parts of the Terai in Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs National Planning Commission and Policy Research Institute to make their service delivery effective. Government forms three-member recommendation committee to appoint chairperson of Securities Board. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of heat wave risk in Terai for next few days. Public urged to stay alert. And U.S. President extends Iran ceasefire until talks conclude. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.